Hi, guys, and welcome back to your favorite podcast,
De-Influenced.
Guys, nailed it. We have the Brittany Mills. I am so excited. She is here. She is from season 6 of Love is Blind.
And her mom.
Oh, and her mama, and my Ruby. Mama. My but mama Ruby's a nickname. What's your real name?
Sharon.
Okay. Sharon Ruby.
We might have to pull you in here at some point.
We might have to get this Ruby over here.
You can take my seat.
Yes, seriously. But Brittany, we're so excited that you're here.
Thank you so much. Thank you both. I appreciate it.
And this is your first time in Dallas.
First time in Dallas.
Of course, y'all, it's raining outside. I told her, I was like, ugh, I wish we had the better weather
for
you.
I know it. That's okay.
But you're bringing the sunshine.
I was going to say, I bring enough sunshine for the whole state. So it's all right.
There you go. Well, we are so excited you're here. First of all, I kind of just want to get to know you better. I feel like the show does a good job at, you know, you get like to know like one or two talking points about a person, but I want to get to know you more, where you grew up, what was your childhood like, just kind of like who you are.
Okay, well, buckle in because I have a story.
Yeah. That's what it's here. De-influence yourself.
Yeah, we want to.
That's what you're here for.
Okay, I can do that. All right. So I grew up in Columbia, South Carolina.
Okay.
I lost my father when I was 5 years old. So it's always been me and mama, and I'm going to try not to get emotional. I'm like, my mom's sitting here. It's always been us, and it's, you know, growing up, I saw a strong woman being able to do everything that a man can do. And so, which has definitely conditioned me to be a very strong, independent woman. And relating that to dating, I have very high expectations for a man because I'm like, look, baby, I can do it all. So like, what can you do? And so it just comes down to the point of like trying to navigate that. But all throughout my childhood, I was a cheerleader. I was a dancer.
Did you have siblings?
In high school. So it's kind of all sorts of a puzzle. My dad was married or had a child before getting with my mom. So I have a half sister.
Okay.
And then my mom ended up remarrying to my stepdad, and he had two children, a daughter and a son. Okay. So I have a stepsister and a stepbrother.
Okay. Did you feel like the firstborn, like the oldest? Because you had a half sister, right? Were you close with your half sister?
So we were very close in like our childhood for sure. Her name's Morgan, and she's made me an aunt. I have a niece named Nyla, who I love so much. We still have like some distance in between us because we don't live in the same area and we never have. I have a niece. And then, so I'm actually in the middle.
Okay, so you're a middle child.
So she's older. Okay. She's, how old is she? 30? Yeah, which is crazy. I thought she was still in her
20s. How old are you?
I'm 25.
25.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
I'm 25. I am a baby. Okay, I am a baby.
Okay.
And then my stepsister, she's about to be 28 or just turned 28.
Okay.
And then my stepbrother, he is 24.
24. Okay.
So yeah, I'm right smack dab in the middle.
Wow.
Right. But yeah, so that's that. And then I ended up going to college. I went to University of South Carolina. Okay. I studied to be a teacher.
I could totally see that. I would just love to be my teacher.
So excellent teacher vibes.
Yeah, great teacher vibes.
I was a second grade teacher. And I absolutely enjoyed doing it. But what led me away from it is not being able to focus on like what was the most important thing. And, you know, like everybody says like, oh, yeah, the academics are like the most important.
Sure.
But truly, it's not. It's not at all. Like watching the children, like they're in survival mode. So I taught in a low income school. So therefore that offers so many different avenues of, you know, they're needing food, they're needing clothes, all of that. And so I wanted to focus just on that. And I was like, there's no way that I can be what they need as a teacher academically because I was so captivated by like, okay, how do I take this child home with me and like nurture them and be able to provide them with the home that they need? Because so many of my students didn't have that. It was a struggle. It was a battle for sure. But like mentally, it just completely took over me. And I was like, I cannot do this.
Wow.
And then public education system. I don't know how y'all feel about it, but
it's we hear stories.
And we hear
Seems
stories.
Pretty rough out there.
And you were probably teaching in 2020, if I had to guess.
So I taught in 2021 to 2.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was tough. Yeah, it was. And it was right after COVID. And yeah. so, like yeah. I said, I taught second grade and that was my first year teaching. Right. Yeah. And so my students lost their second half of their kindergarten year and their yeah. first half of their first grade year.
Yeah.
So therefore I had four students that didn't know their ABCs. Oh,
that has to be
and they're
so
7 years old, 7 and 8 years old.
Oh, crazy.
And then thankfully I had other students whose parents were like very much so involved and like, you know, concerned about their child's well-being with like academics. So I had one girl, God bless her soul, I loved her so much. Yeah. She was on a fourth grade reading level. And then I had four students that didn't know their ABCs.
Yeah.
So being able to teach and meet the needs of all of those students felt like impossible.
Yeah.
And so my respect for teachers who are still in the field and being able to do it is unmeasurable.
Right. We're still like dealing with the repercussions of COVID.
Exactly.
And like what it did to kids who are now 2 or 3 years behind.
Yeah.
Like it's like, how do you catch them back up if they're funneling through a public school system where there's no... Like there's no time or resources to give them individual attention.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It was tough. It was tough. So I decided to, you know, get off of that road. And I was like, you know, I've always wanted to move. Like, let me move to Charlotte. I've always loved Charlotte. It's big. It's lively. There's always something to do. Mm-hmm. There's like communities in every different avenue that you want to go. Like, it's very welcoming. So I moved to Charlotte.
Okay.
And I was there. I moved in June of 2022.
Okay.
I started my new job in corporate. And then a year later, let's see, last March, I was going to Netflix. And
that's so crazy.
I don't know. How did that happen? How did that come about?
Honestly, it was crazy. And it's like, it's all God. Yeah. It is all God. At the time I was single and I was like, you know, I wasn't looking for anyone because I've like been in long-term relationships.
And
I'm
24 probably at the time.
Yeah, I was 24
like,
at the time.
I'm living my life.
Right, right. And I had like just moved and like trying to get to know the city. And so I was there and someone messaged me on Instagram and was like, hey, would you be interested in being a cast member for Love is Blind? And I sat there and I was like, what is Love is Blind?
You had never seen Love is Blind?
I had never seen it before.
Oh my gosh. And I'm like an avid Love is Blinder. Like, I've been watching since season one, even whenever like no one else was watching. I was obsessed.
I love it. I love it. So yeah, she then ended up calling me. We talked about it and she was like, you would be great. And then of course I did the interviews because you know, they have to get to know you as well. And then lo and behold, here I go. They're like, you're casted. And I was like, okay.
So what are those interviews like? Are they, like, is it pretty extensive or is it like on the phone or do you go?
So yeah, you have quite a few. You've got like on the phone interviews, you've got, like FaceTime calls or like Zoom. Mm-hmm. And they just honestly ask you like, okay, why are you like wanting to date or like, why are you still single? Like, how do you feel about dating? How do you feel about dating in Charlotte? And at the time I was like, well, honestly, y'all, like I haven't dated in Charlotte. Like I really don't know.
I just got here. I don't go here.
Now the rumors, I would say like the people that like talk about Charlotte dating, they're like, it's awful. And I was like, well, I mean, per the rumors, I shouldn't date in Charlotte. So let me go on here because clearly I'm not going to find anybody.
Yeah. Wait, what do they say about Charlotte?
They say that like a lot of people are just like, no one's like ready to commit.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
On both like female and male side or mostly male side?
Honestly, kind of like a span.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's probably they're just more like living it up.
Right.
Just like,
right.
Like no one's there to settle down.
It's like Nashville.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's like
and
dating.
Charlotte's a melting pot, truly.
Right.
So you have people from like all different walks of life, like all different ages. They're all there for a different purpose. And so like, it's kind of hard to like hone in on like just, you know, marriage, having very direct plans and all of that. So I was like, well, per the rumors, I should go somewhere else. Yeah.
So that was like a catalyst reason that you decided to go on the show. You were like, hey, it's pretty bleak out here.
Right,
maybe this will work. Like,
go ahead.
What was your, like, who were you dating before? You said you were in a couple long-term relationships.
Yeah. So I was in a long-term relationship from the time, golly, when was it? My junior year in 2019 of college. Okay. And then like stayed in a long-term relationship.
Yeah.
And like, we decided like, hey, like right now it's just not working out. Yeah. But, and then after that, I was like, okay, well, you
has,
know what?
Don't say who it is, but has that person come back around since you're now on the show?
That is very juicy. So me and this person, he's going to just blush
at your mama. She's giving me hand signs.
Mama does not like this person.
So me and this person, you know, I'll always have love in my heart for sure. Right. We have very deep tied connections together. And, but you know, you like, you're in a time of your life where it's like right now it's not working out. Doesn't mean it can in the future, but yeah. It's, there's no bad water. I'm my big old age. I can't worry about all that stuff. Yeah. So yeah. I'm just like, whatever.
This episode is brought to you by Armra Colostrum. This product has been going viral, and y'all, I have to say, normally I'm a skeptic of viral products, specifically in the wellness space, but this stuff is the real deal. For those of y'all who don't know, colostrum is the first form of milk produced by the mammary glands of humans and other mammals immediately following delivery of a newborn. There are so many benefits to colostrum. It strengthens your skin, lung, and gut barriers, rebuilds your microbiome, and activates cellular health and performance to revive whole body immune health. I've been adding the powder to water every morning and I've seen such great results. I'm not the only one who loves it. Armra Colostrum has 10,000 five-star reviews. I'm telling y'all, you're seeing it everywhere for a reason. Give it a try. I got a code for y'all. 15% off your first order using the code Danny. Go to tryarmra.com/GANI to activate the 15% off.
So I think that one of the things I saw in the show very quickly was like your faith drove most of your decisions. Absolutely. Like, and I thought that was so cool. Like, we're obviously believers mm-hmm. as well. And what, like, how did you come to know Jesus? Where did that all start?
Yeah,
that's a good question. I'm glad you asked. So one, that one over there for sure, has always raised me, you know, doing what's right, knowing who Jesus was and, or is, excuse me, and being there just to lead me in the right direction.
Yeah.
When I was young, of course, she got me baptized, and then I started, I want to say in the sixth grade, so I was in middle school, I started to go to like Wednesday night services and mm-hmm. like really get involved. And so I think it started there. Like that's when it was like my own voice, my own decision, like what I wanted to do. Yeah. And so that started. And then ever since then, it was my seventh grade year, actually got baptized in the ocean, which was really nice. And ever since then, it's just been like, I know my direction, and definitely following a light.
So when you were, interviewing for the show, were you open about your faith?
Absolutely.
Really? Because yeah. I always feel like I never know if, you know, you call it like Hollywood, mm-hmm. if they're supportive of people sharing their faith, because you don't really see it a lot. And so that's what I thought was so unique about you and Kenneth, was like, you kind of chose to do things differently. And I was like, I wonder how the producers felt about that, or how other people felt on the show. I mean, I just know, I mean, you're probably familiar, like sometimes Christians get a bad rep because you choose to live your life differently. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean you're coming from a place of judgment. It's just different.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Did you experience any of that when you were interviewing, or once you got on the show, or from other people?
So when I was interviewing, like that was it came up very quickly. And they actually, thankfully, they ask. They're like, okay, like, do you, like, are you a believer? Do you believe in a higher power? Like all of that. And they even ask, like, you know, if someone was not, like, how would you navigate that? And I'm like, well, I can't be not equally yoked. So therefore I would make sure, you know, that's the first thing that I talked about.
Yeah.
And so they were very receptive in the interviews. And then when I got there, like that was something that I went in, was like, do you believe in God? Uh-huh. And,
like you would ask.
Yeah, person. Absolutely.
So was that, it was, did you, did one. That split any relationships that could have been just early on?
There was actually one person there that was like, yeah, no, like I don't get down. And he was like, I'm at like raves every weekend, tripping on acid. And I'm like, okay,
don't say who it is. Like, but did that person get a lot of airtime? Did we ever see this person?
No.
I'm shocked that that person
literally
even made it onto the show.
No one saw this person. So if y'all want to go search for him, good luck.
That would have been a good clip though.
Yeah, honestly. That's but I was crazy. Sitting there and I was like, okay, yeah, you're not my person.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
And then, so that was like my number one thing. And then children, like, hey, I want kids. Like, where are you at with that?
Right.
And so, yeah, it definitely like weeds people out.
And that's not a bad thing.
No, it's not a bad thing. Well, you're there for like direct intentions and like going with a mindset of like, hey, like I'm trying to get out on the other side of this and like actually be married. Exactly. And so, it was actually very helpful.
Yeah. Very helpful. I mean, I feel like it's from a Christian perspective, it's a really great show because it really, like, I mean, there's so much about our faith that love can be blind or is blind, you
absolutely.
Know, too. Like, and I felt like you guys both, you and Kenneth, were very true to your faith the entire time, which is, you know, I feel like on some reality TV shows, it kind of goes like this, right? Like it's, you're almost typecast, like you're the Christian, you're the virgin, you're this. And I felt like you guys were very true to it the entire way, no matter what situations came up.
Yep.
And I just wonder if like the, I guess the producers did support that the entire time.
Yeah. And there was actually a time where I was in the lounge and I was talking about God for like 2 hours. Wow. And I was sitting there and I was like, you know, we could be a testimony to someone listening in because you have, you're mic'd up. Yeah. And there are, I think we had on set like 380 people in total from like all different types of people. Yeah. There was tons.
It kind of seems like when you're watching it, it's like just the cameraman.
Exactly. And, I mean,
they're doing a good job.
Right. They're doing a great job. But, and I was like, you know, we could be a testimony to someone like listening in because you don't know how many people are like hooked up, like listening to your conversations. And I felt so confident. And that was like the greatest thing being there. Wow. I would absolutely do it all over again because of like my personal experience. Yeah. And even if it ended in the same way. But I felt so confident in my words. I even felt confident in like my presentation, even though the person on the other side couldn't see me.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm supposed to be here. That's like amazing. It wouldn't have come to me in my Instagram DMs if it wasn't for me.
Yeah.
And like all of these doors, and it was a seamless process and it just happened. And I was like, I'm supposed to be
here. I love that you were able to be confident in who you are and in your faith. So since the show aired, have you felt the same? Like, do you feel like, you know, once you get a lot of eyes on you, I'm sure there's going to be some criticisms or some...
Especially from Christians. They're kind of the meanest on the internet.
They're vicious on the internet. I think about that all the time. I'm like, I hope just like my demeanors and like the way that I went about this can give like the Christian stereotype like a different view.
Right.
Because so many people, and like I run into them all the time. They're like, oh, I'm Christian. And then they will be so quick to judge somebody.
Yeah.
That's where my meanest DMs come from.
Yes. And I'm like, you don't understand like what you're doing to all of us who like identify as like Christians and like say that we're Christians.
Yeah.
And so I just hope that people are like, you know, okay, this is like a real human. Like I feel like a lot of people, they are so fake and I cannot stand it.
Yeah.
I cannot stand
it. What are you on the Enneagram? Do you know?
That's a great question.
You know the Enneagram?
Yes. And I've done it before. I did it like 4 years ago.
It's
and
such
I cannot
like a Christian
remember.
Thing too. Yes. That's like a Christian culture thing. You need to take it again. I wonder, she kind of gives me two vibes maybe. Maybe an 8 Cheers. Though.
Okay, well, 8 is my lucky number, so like I might be an 8.
Today's episode is also brought to you by Base. Some people think that Base is only a brand for people who travel a lot, but you don't need to buy a plane ticket to find Base bags useful. Their duffel doubles as a gym bag or can be a carry-on. They also have backpacks, crossbodies, work totes, diaper bags, and more. But if you're a big traveler, then Base is definitely the brand for you. Base values simplicity, versatility, and functionality. Not only that, but their bags are so cute. Their bags are packed with features that make traveling easier: adjustable straps, smooth zippers, cell phone pockets, padded laptop storage, cushion handles, and weight indicators. I have tried so many suitcases and luggage brands throughout the years, and this is the one I have stayed consistent with and bought for my whole family. Right now, Base is offering our listeners 15% off for your first purchase by visiting basetravel.com/dinfluence. Go to basetravel.com/dinfluence for 15% off your first purchase. Okay, so you talked about how you lost your dad and how because of your mom, you're such a strong, independent woman, which I totally identify as that too. I remember in college, I was like, I don't want to get married till I'm 35. Like, I want to live this life. How do you balance being strong and independent, but also wanting a husband?
So losing my dad, like I said, my mom was like very just there, very present. Like everything that I ever needed was taken care of. And then also too, you know, showing me like how to be a strong woman. And something that I'll never forget is this has like led me through so much in life. She's always taught me like, how do you shake a hand? And so many people are like, okay, wait, it's like a handshake. But she's always taught me, no, you shake a hand like you are there and you mean business. And so a firm handshake is like my thing. And so one, that was like very, it's always stuck with me. And then another thing that she's always told me is that I was in my 9th grade year of high school. And I was walking because, you know, didn't have a car, like didn't have my driver's license yet. And I was walking to her car to pick me up in the car rider line. And like my head was down and I was just like not thinking of anything, like just kind of go into the car after school. I get in the car and y'all would have thought that like I would have been like in so much trouble. Yeah. And she looks at me and she's like, do not ever walk with your head down again. And wow. I was like, I
love that.
I was like, what did I do? Like, am yeah. I in trouble?
Yeah.
And so she was like, you walk with your head held high every single day. You walk with confidence and it'll lead you in the right direction. Wow. And so like that has stuck with me since ninth grade year of high school. Mm-hmm. But you know, being able to be that strong, independent woman, I still very much so want to be led and I want to be, you know, like taken care of. And that was something that like the world actually got to see me in the pods. Mm-hmm. I was so soft and like in my soft girl era yeah. and like, you know, just there. And I didn't feel like I had to like worry about anything or like be like, oh, well, did you do this? Did you take care of that? Did you make sure this is done? Like I didn't have to be that dominant person.
Wait, so you felt that way in the pods because you were in the pod or why did
I think it honestly, I think it was just like the environment and like, yeah. well, one, everything's taken care of for you anyways. Yeah. Yeah. So like truly when I was talking, I was like, you know, I could talk about things of like, I was just soft and I yes. was relaxed and yeah. all of that. And I didn't have to be out in the real world being like, okay, is everything mm-hmm. taken care of? And like being on top of everything. And so I was mm-hmm. able to like just be there and be present. But I very much so like want to be led and like submissive and like, that's okay. And like a lot of people I feel like are like, oh, well that's, you know, that's bad or yeah. whatever they put on it. But I want to be able to like I said in the show, like talking to my children, did you go ask your daddy? Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. did yeah. you go ask him, mm-hmm. you know, and being able to just feel so confident in my husband yeah. of being able to make decisions. Not that I can't,
yeah.
but like I can take the back burner sometimes and be like, everything's handled.
Well, growing yeah. a family and marriage, I mean, obviously it takes two. And I think a lot of times people misconstrue the word being submissive. Like a lot of it is, it's so funny that you said that because actually yesterday Stella asked something and I was like, what did daddy say? And I thought of you.
Yeah.
And like, it's more so of like a sign of respect to
Jordan. It is.
Mm-hmm. And also to my kids, like showing my kids, like, I respect what your dad said. And dad, like he has our best interests at heart. And sometimes mama can be a little emotional. And so whatever Jordan says, like I trust him and we're going to go with what dad said. And like, and I think that's so cool to set that example in front of my kids too. And like, just like your little comment, like also encouraged me. So
exactly.
So I think that's really neat.
But. Yeah, it's like, I've always wanted that just to be, especially because I lost my dad. Like mm-hmm. it's always been mom. And like, mm-hmm. I've looked at mom, like mom's played both roles. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, how do I get that one day? Like, I want to be able to like, look at my husband, like you said, and like respect him so much to be like, I feel so confident in you to lead not only me, but like also our children yes. and lead us in the right way. Yeah. And so it's like a very big want of yeah. mine.
That's so cool. So,
shout out to mom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to mama. Strong mama.
God first.
God first. That's so good. Yeah. And so, you felt like since the show aired, you've had positive feedback.
Yeah. What's your DMs looking like these days?
By the grace, truly by the grace of God, yeah. I have received the utmost positive love and feedback from so many people that I yeah. have no idea yeah. that they even had breath in their lungs. Wow. But like, it's been, and sometimes I think about it and I like lay down at night and I'm like, God, like, what did I do to deserve like all of these people like singing my high praises? And it just, honestly, I'm so thankful. Like,
yeah.
because no one goes on reality TV thinking that it's going to be a breeze, like yeah. on the other side after everything's aired, like you prepare yourself for people being ugly and rude yeah. and mean. And knock on wood, yeah. I have not received like extreme hate at, and I'm like, I don't even know what to do. Like, yeah. is this normal? Yeah. Like, yeah. what do I do?
Honestly, it's probably not normal.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's such a blessing. Were there any narratives or any storylines that over the past year you were worried about?
No, not really. Okay. You know, I definitely didn't expect Kenneth to be made out to be so like how he was made out to be. I don't even
said that too.
Yeah, I don't even like know how to put a word on it, honestly. Right. But like as far as myself, like what everyone saw, like that is the real, raw, true me. Like I didn't try to sugarcoat anything. Yeah. Granted, I did say that I was in my soft girl era, so I am a little spicy.
let me
the world know. Like, don't play with me.
Don't play.
Please don't.
I think it's not like kind of got that a little bit. I want to kind of de-influence the show more. What you said about Kenneth's edit. What were your thoughts on the way that Kenneth was portrayed?
That's a loaded question, honestly.
So many questions here.
Yeah. I understand. Like, I know. People are like, what? Okay. So in the pods, I want to talk about, like, one, we connected so much because of our Christian faith.
And
like,
probably from being a teacher and principal.
Exactly. Being a principal, me being a teacher, he also lost his mom at a very young age. He had to do all of the things. He had to make those decisions. I mean, he wrote his mother's obituary at 12 years old. Wow. So like being able to feel confident in a man that can make decisions and get stuff done, I was like, oh yeah, that's my person. Like, absolutely. And so a lot of people don't know this, but like there's a day in the pods where like we listen to music and we have headphones and we're like dancing around the pods and we're getting able to like learn what you like in music. And so we were listening to like Christian songs, gospel songs. At one point we were like praising God in the pods. And I was like, I bet these people are looking at us like we were crazy.
What date was this on that you guys breached the topic of your faith and really started to kind of like explore y'all's faith together?
Yeah. So I am pretty sure it was day two. Yeah.
So
very early, because day one, the dates are like 5 minutes long.
Yeah. And they're like back
because
to back
they
to back.
Have to be, we have to weed through all 15 individuals. So it was date two where we were like, okay, what do you believe?
So day two, just I'm understanding the mechanics of the show. Day two, how many people are you dating? Cause you've sifted through a lot on day one. Mm-hmm. You're like, no.
Yeah. I think, and don't quote me on this, but I think it went from 15 to 12.
Okay.
So like very, so like, yeah, just a little less. And then each day it like goes down.
And each date, the time that you're dating them gets,
it extends. Right. Yes. Extends. Okay. So each day, the number of people that you talk to lessens and the time
got it.
So you're so, like 5 minutes at first, then you're probably like 15, then an hour.
And then it ends, like, I think our last date for everyone is like 4.5 hours long.
The formula of the show is so genius.
Isn't it?
It's so genius.
Isn't it?
So day one, you were on Kenneth. Day two, you were like Kenneth.
Yep.
Was there anyone else in the mix before it got to solely Kenneth for you?
Oh, that's a good question.
There was.
Do we know who?
And so like, this is the thing, and I'm just going to be like, I trust y'all. And like, honestly, you know, the world can know too, whatever.
Yeah.
I was actually dating somebody else.
Okay.
And it didn't get shown because he was in a lot of drama.
Really?
Yes.
Trevor?
And no. And so I weeded him out because he can't have babies.
No, he doesn't want the babies.
That was that. And like, poor Kenneth, like I had him like on the edge of his seat.
Really?
Yes. And so like, and that's the thing is that no one knows. And so like, when
was
I tell
Jimmy?
You.
I knew it. Dude, this guy just swept up this whole show.
Jess was saying, she was like, Jamie, you don't understand. Like, everyone wanted Jimmy. Jimmy was everyone's number one. And like, I think it was even more, like probably more than just you. Like,
it was,
he got
baby.
You good.
It was. He
yeah,
sure did.
Apparently he was really smooth in the
He's
pods.
Just really smooth with his words. Yeah. But like, the thing is that like,
yeah,
and
I'm dying right now.
It's crazy.
It's like, what is life?
What is life?
I could tell y'all so many stories. So, I mean, I don't know if we're on a time limit, but
no, we're not. Tell us everything. I just like, oh my gosh, I'm
okay.
Shocked.
So this is the thing. I very much so like it was those two, and like I dated other people, but this is the thing. The other like two individuals that I was dating, other than Jimmy and Kenneth. They were just not my people. And right. like, poor things. And I say this humbly, like, please understand I say this humbly. But they were like, no, like, I can be this person. Like, I want to do this. I can be this person
they were
for
all
you.
In.
They were like all in 10 toes
Brittany
down.
Was like, everyone's number one.
Well, Jimmy actually came in the pods and said that they were like, well, apparently you're just everybody's
everyone's
favorite. And I was like, well, don't get
ill with me?
Yeah.
Like, what do you want me to do about it?
Wow. Oh my gosh. But I can totally see that.
Oh, thank you. But so they were just like very adamant about like convincing me that I was just like their person. And I was like, no, I'm sorry. Yeah. So then we ended up, I weeded them out, and then it was just like still Jimmy and Kenneth. Yeah. And the thing is that with them, I was like, I just don't know. Like, oh my God, like, I just don't know. And then the thing is, like, about Kenneth, I was like, he is so God-fearing.
Yeah.
And I was like, that is, Brittany, that is what you need.
That's a husband.
Yes, exactly. That is a husband. I'm not here to, like, and that's the thing. Like, even Jimmy and I talked about it. He was like, honestly, like, I would kind of, like, need you to, like, lead me in that way. Honey, the second he said that.
You were like, it's just not going to work.
So that was the deal breaker.
Yeah, it was. And I ended up even writing, and I actually planned to like read it and like let everybody hear it. But I wrote a prayer, and I actually read the prayer to Jimmy.
Did you bring it?
I didn't, but it's at home. But I like read a prayer to Jimmy, and he was like, oh my God, like that's wonderful. Like that's so powerful. Like you're so good with your words, yada, yada, yada. And then the next day we were talking, and I was like, well, you know, how can you like lead me in the right direction? And he ended up letting me know, like, you know, while yes, like I am saved, like I need to like tap into that more. Mm-hmm. And so like, I would need you to kind of like encourage me that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And while that is okay, like really, I do not, this is not speaking down on him or like that he is not worthy or enough. It is very much so like, I don't have, I'll just use the word time or, you know, whatever to be confident in that and be like, okay, like I'll do that too.
Well, sometimes I can get messy too.
Yeah.
When you're dating someone, but you're also trying to, you know, encourage or like lead someone in a certain direction. Sometimes it's best to kind of do it on your own.
Exactly.
And then figure out where you want to be and then come together when you're both like in a really strong place.
Exactly.
So I don't think there's anything
that's
wrong
what's so interesting about, you know, you guys and honestly, you not getting any hate or anything like that on the internet is that so many times it's really hard for Christians to kind of navigate through culture because we're operating with a set of values that is by its very nature countercultural, right?
Yeah.
And so like it's just cool and it shows like how well you carried yourself that you're not getting any hate. But you and Kenneth both, I think from there's like a Christianese language, right?
Yeah, you don't have to say it.
And
like,
I was like,
read it.
Like, I was like, oh, like they're the real deal. You know, like you kind of just know how true believers like walk and talk and how they think. And y'all were doing that the entire time.
And that doesn't mean you're perfect. It doesn't mean you don't make mistakes. But it's like you kind of know where these people are headed and what their values
right,
are.
Right, so there's a way for you to say, hey, Jimmy's not a bad guy. I've always been Team Jimmy. Like even on Jess's podcast, I was like, I get bashed for it. Yeah. Like it's like the internet's rallying against Jimmy right now. And I was like, I actually think he was trying to do the right thing the entire time.
And that's the thing. He very much so was like, he really was. And like him and I dated until the very end.
So was it as dramatic as like, you know, the day that Kenneth was like, I want to marry you. It was like Jimmy was like, what? Like, was
so
it that long?
Either, okay, because I just have to say something.
This could have changed
so
the whole dynamic of the show.
Is we thought there was like a love triangle, but it was a love square.
Square. Oh, it was very much
It was
so
probably
square.
More
and
like
what
a hexagon.
I love the most, I just have to say, this is the coolest thing, is that all three of you girls are friends.
Oh, 100%.
Like sisters, it seems
like truly. Especially Jess and I. Like, we have been like stuck at the hip ever since the show.
Yeah.
Me, Mackenzie, and Laura and Jess, like, absolutely. And so this is the way it went. So I was dating Jimmy and Kenneth and, you know, trying to weed everything out, trying to figure everything out. And I was laying on the couch one day in the pods and I was like laying up, like looking at the ceiling. And Kenneth is on the other side and he goes, Brittany, I need to let you know something. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh God, what? And he goes, I'm leaving if it's not you. And if it's you, then we're going to, you know, do this. We're going to get engaged. Like, this is the real deal. But like, if it's not you, like, I don't want anybody else. And y'all, I looked at the wall and I was like, and I was like, oh my God. And he was like, look, like, I know you're dating someone else and I don't want to put pressure on you. I don't want to overwhelm you. But like,
what day is this? The last?
So this was, I think, like day 8.
Okay, so this is towards the end.
This is towards the end. Yeah, so I was only dating like Jimmy and Kenneth at this point.
Okay.
And so I was like, okay. And he was like, I don't want to put pressure on you. Like, I just need to let you know, like, this is how I'm feeling because it's right that you know. And I was like, okay. And so, then the next day rolls around and, I'm just like in there and I'm reading this prayer. You know, Jimmy said, you know, I need to be encouraged or led that way too. And I just kept going back to like how strong and confident Kenneth was in his decisions and like what he wanted and how direct he was, that we had praised God in the pods, that one night before I left the pods, he was like, can I pray for you? Like having a man pray for me, I was like, what?
Yeah.
Like, I'm always the one like, God, please heal this man. Please fix this man. Please lead him in the right direction. And then all of a sudden I'm on this other side and it's like, Brittany, before you leave, can I pray for you?
You're like, this is what I want. Even if Kenneth isn't the one, this is what I want.
Absolutely. And so when he did that, I was like, yeah, I just know. And so granted, I was still like holding on to Jimmy. And then he comes in one day and he's like, Britt, like, I just need to like tell you something. I didn't come to like find my best friend. Cause like we just had like Jimmy and I just had like a really good banter. Like we just laughed and cut up. And then also too, he just like, honestly, a lot of the times he just listened to me like talk about like my traumas and like all of that and was like supportive. Mm-hmm. But he was like, I didn't come to find my best friend. Like I came to find my wife. And I was like, okay. And like, I shed a few tears, whatnot. But then I came into the lounge and I was like, but I'm crying, but like something in me is like telling me like, this is right.
This is
the, like, this is absolutely the right way to go.
Yeah.
And I just needed that like break.
Sure.
And so I was like, okay, like I have no one distracting me. I can just focus on Kenneth and like everything's fine. And so after that, it was a wrap. And we were like, okay, we ready to do this.
So when you had those really tough conversations in the pods, you're dating the same guy as like all your girlfriends. Do you go back to the big room and talk about all this with the other girls?
So yeah, we do actually. And then some people don't. And I think you can kind of see that. They're like, oh, like whispering here, whispering there. But like, I was just very open and like everyone knew that it was like me and Kenneth.
Yeah, everyone
knows. Like, and people knew that like I was dating Jimmy as well, but they were like, just something about you and Kenneth.
Okay.
And then what happened is like a lot of people would like go into their dates and they would be like, oh my God, like, did you hear about this? Like their connection's so cute. And then the guys would go talk and then the guys would come in and tell their ladies. And so it was just like everyone kind of knew. And then they were like, yeah, just Brittany and Kenneth. Like,
they're just
Brittany and Kenneth. Yeah. And we would always say, and can we trust?
Can we trust?
Like, that was the whole thing. Like, absolutely, and can we trust?
Were there any yellow/red, probably more yellow flags, like, in the pods with Kenneth? You were like, hey, this is 98% amazing. Was there, like, a 2%? Because you guys are not together. Right now.
We are not together.
Okay, so was there like a 2% where it's like, she's like, actually, and I'm like, oh my God.
No way.
Like, what is reality? But was there a 2% that you caught that was like a yellow flag that you either couldn't have saw coming, or now that you're looking back, you're like, ah, oh, like I could have caught
or
that on the pole.
Or maybe not a yellow flag, but also just, oh, maybe not the right fit.
Yeah, and it's not yellow against him. It's just like for us as a, in a relationship.
Right. So in the pods, I couldn't find what was wrong with him.
Right.
Like, I was like searching.
Right.
I was like, okay, all right. Now I know good and well this man is not that perfect.
Yeah.
Like, where is he missing the mark? And y'all, I could not. I could not find anything wrong with this man. And so that's why, like, with the perception of, like, the way that he was perceived on the show, I'm like, if only y'all knew, like, this poor man, like, if
what
only
do they
y'all
because that's what I have the questions. Like, I think that's probably what everyone's thinking is, like, I felt the same way that you did, you know, just from what I saw on the show. It's like, oh, this is a really solid guy. He's making good faith-based decisions. I was like, why did he get such a bad cut?
Yeah.
like quirky
they,
cut.
They, so quirky. They made him seem very low energy, very disinterested, very detached, but yet said the right thing. And the only thing I was thinking about as I watched the show is like a lot of the guys on the show, I had this like theory with Jimmy. I was like, either this guy is perfect at saying the right thing when he knows the camera's on him. Mm-hmm. And then off camera, there's like all these issues. And I feel like Jess said, no, like, I mean, yeah, there's some things on off camera, but not much. And so I was like, what, why did Kenneth get such a bad cut?
So, okay, going back to like the pods and how I was like trying to figure out like, okay, where is your low point? Mm-hmm. I couldn't find it. I really couldn't. And so that is why I chose him. And like, I felt so incredibly confident in him.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have, and I'm sure everyone has seen with this cryptic video, as they call it, that I put out there of Kenneth and I, they, the thing is that
Is this about the rumor that it was reshot?
No.
Okay, that's different. Okay, I haven't heard of that one. I don't know what cryptic video you're talking about.
Okay, so I had, you know the one that actually you and Mama did? The one where it's like, don't tell anybody and you throw the key back?
Yeah. Oh, I did see that. Okay. Yes. Yeah.
So everybody was like, oh my God. And they like freaked out because I did it like right before the reunion was shown.
Yeah.
And so the thing is about that, like, ever since we have like remained friends, we're very close. He sent me a voice recording this morning being like, hey, like wishing you the best, like wanting to make sure like everything's okay.
Gosh, what a sweetheart.
Like, he is a sweetheart. He truly is.
Yeah.
But I have noticed like over time, I mean, it's been a year exactly tomorrow, which is crazy. I've noticed how we're like not each other's person.
Yeah, of course.
And we're not each other's person for a few reasons, but like nothing that's like bad or negative or like anything like that, or like red flags. We're just like not a good fit. And so while, you know, I was talking about like me being in my soft girl era in the pods and all of that, I feel like my reality, I'm not as soft as like I presented. Like I am very like demand. Like I'm like, hey, this needs to be taken care of. This needs to be taken care of, because I do that 24/7 all day. And I have to have somebody to like meet that and, you know, be on that same level. Kenneth is actually very reserved.
Really? Okay.
So like the way he was perceived that way, like that does match like how he is.
Okay.
He's not like the person like bust into a room and is like, I'm here, like spotlight on me. Now, has he had to be that person for his students? And, you know, like he's done different things where like that opportunity presented itself?
Yeah.
100%.
Sure.
But the thing is like truly his heart and like his demeanors like are very relaxed, calm. And the thing is like on the show, he needs moments to like take to himself, because he is really like an introvert. And so I think that the cameras caught him 24/7 doing that. And so it looks as though he's just like not interested.
Well, he probably like was so genuine too, that like he didn't want to feel like he had to perform for the cameras also.
Right.
Like it's like we probably never got to see the Kenneth that you saw, because he's so real and so like genuine that he's probably like, I don't want to contrive myself for the camera that I know is staring me in the face right now. You know, that's what I always thought. Like the boat scene that I watched, I was like, this is the most like bull crap like view edit that they could have ever given.
Okay, I have to tell y'all, and see, this is like, once again, if we want to speak on Hollywood, and like my thing is,
let's
like,
take him down.
Let's take Hollywood down
right now.
De-invoice.
But also, if Netflix wants to give us a show, we'll take it.
But like the thing is that I loved my cameraman, like absolutely loved my cameraman. But the cameramen are different than the editors, so like let's just put that out there.
Yeah, of course.
But the thing is that we were told, they were like, okay, we're gonna go to like out in the water, and then that's when we're gonna film where like I was laying down on the boat, and like we had a charcuterie board, we had drinks, like that. We had this whole conversation. On the way there is when we were sitting at the back of the boat. And we were just sitting, not talking, because like we were going to a destination. They were like, we're just gonna film like behind the scenes, like little stuff. So like I was like, well, I don't feel like talking right now, so I'm just not gonna talk.
Relax.
Yeah, like just relax. But a lot of people didn't get to see beforehand.
Yeah.
Kenneth looked at me and he was like, you're the brightest you've ever been. Like,
absolutely. See, I knew that. 100%.
He's like, you are the brightest you've ever been. And I love water. Like, I grew up on the beach, like all of that. And he was like, you are like a fish, like truly. And so that's when we
like
jumped.
You're my dolphin.
Yeah, literally.
It's like my little dolphin.
Brittany,
my little dolphin.
Exactly. And so that's like when we jumped in the water, like we swam, like all of that. And so I was like elated the whole entire time. Now, granted, Kenneth like doesn't talk a lot, and that's not me. And so like that's another sound, like that's not my person.
Yeah.
But like, in that scene in the boat, or like on the boat, excuse me, of like when we're at the back of the boat, like it was very much so, hey, we're going to a place where we're going to film y'all talking about X, Y, and Z. This is the B-roll, and we're just doing like little clips here and there.
Being in the internet space, which is not like the same as the cameras being on you 24/7, I was like, I bet you anything they're on the way to the destination, and that this was supposed to be filler shots, because even the way that y'all were
like,
Yeah, even the way that you guys were acting, I was like, I bet you they didn't know when that was being shot that this was going to be like the full episode.
The scene.
I mean, well, and it's like when you're dating someone, are you talking 24/7? No, you're just chilling, relaxing, feeling comfortable in the silence. Like
they also, I feel like, propped up a narrative that like he was like on his phone, like completely emotionally detached from you. And like in the breakup scene, especially, it was like the way that they cut it was like he, y'all break up, you're crying, and then he's just on his phone. And I was like, there's no way that this guy is that emotionally just empty. No way.
So, well, can I just ask a question? Did you feel like Kenneth was into you after you guys saw each other in real life?
100%.
Really?
Yes.
Did, was there a turning point when he seemed like he, even after the, you guys saw each other and after what, I guess it's like the honeymoon or whatever, was there a point, like a turning point where you felt like, okay, he's not interested?
No.
So,
so it was like, does that mean, like, does that mean it was a gradual just so sort of fading?
He, y'all, and I, that's the thing, like, and he would tell you this now, like he was very expressive of like, you look so good. Like you is so complimentary, all of that. But he, his thing is he never wants to be disrespectful. Like obviously we have a strong Christian faith. We're
you're
waiting.
Like, no, I need to be told. I like that.
I'm like, no, run my ear up, baby. Run it up.
And like, we can still cuddle. Okay.
Exactly. Like I need something like to get me to that mark, please. So anyways, he is just so adamant about being respectful. And so that was his thing. He's like, I never, ever want to be perceived as this man who is aggressive or, you know, doing too much. And so that, like, it all, it nearly like shot him in the foot, essentially. Because, because he's trying to do so good of being respectful and all of that, where he's like, okay, how do I navigate?
He's overthinking it.
Exactly. Gosh, he is, he's so that analytical.
Darn chivalry sometimes.
Right, right.
Just really
good. And so I was like,
meanwhile, Jimmy over here.
That part. Yeah, it would have been, if we would have ended right up together, it would have ended up way differently.
Sorry.
Way differently. So anyways, so you like on the boat, that's when I was like, okay, you know, I don't feel like you're very affectionate, like overbearing. Mm-hmm. And he was like, wait, really? And I was like, no, you're not overbearing at all. And that's when I was like, my intentions of that conversation when we were sitting at the top of the boat was to give him like, hey, you have permission to touch me. Like you have permission. I want to let you know because I know your intentions. I know that you're trying to be so respectful.
Yes.
And so I want to let you know like, hey, it is okay. And so, but in hindsight, what that conversation did, that conversation actually shut Kenneth down.
Really?
It did. And he
made
was like,
made him overthink it?
Very much so. Yeah. And so that is why he was like super quiet. And he was like, well, I feel like I do. And like, I'm now I'm nervous. Now I'm like freaking out. Like now, like I have to touch her more. And like, I was just like, dude, like, don't think about it that
much. Was there a side of it you think for Kenneth, and I don't want you to have to speak for him, but like a side of it for Kenneth where he genuinely loved you so much that he almost felt like he overthought things because he was like, oh my gosh, like I want to be good enough for her.
Yeah. And that's the thing is that like, I do feel so confident and did then like with how much he loved me. And like, even now, like he'll tell you, he respects me so much and he like wants the best for me and he's like so supportive and all of that. And so it's like, maybe that could have been the case. I really don't know. But like his big thing was like, no, I just want to be like respectful, but also too, like, and I've let this out on my podcast. Like there was a night where like Kenneth was like very eager. And I was like, we decided to like wait until marriage. Like that was what we were going to do. Mm-hmm. And cause like my thing was, is I was not going to go on any type of show and do that.
Yeah.
Like
100%.
it's just not in me.
It's not in the game.
No.
So you and Kenneth decided to wait, and not have sex before marriage or just on the show?
So we wanted to, Kenneth and I, we wanted to be married. And I was like, that's because one, we only knew each other for what, like 3.5 weeks.
Sure.
So like granted, while we went through so much and like, I think they say that the equivalence of like the pods is like X amount of hours of therapy. And like, it truly is. Like, it absolutely is.
Like, it's therapy for us too.
Right. But like, the thing is that I was like, look, like I made my decision no matter who it was, no matter what, I was not going to go on the show and like have sex before I was married to that person, if I was to get married.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so like that was one, my decision. And then when we talked about it in the pod, he was like, I love that. Like I'm standing for that. Like I want the same thing. And so that was our thing. We were like, no, even if we come back home to Charlotte and we're still living together, like it's still not going to happen. No cameras, no anything. Like we're still going to wait until marriage.
Have you received any backlash about that?
No, I don't. I don't think backlash. Now, granted, I have been asked like, okay, well, you know, you say you weren't physically attracted to him. Like, why didn't you just like try it out? Like, why didn't you just like, and I'm like, I'm sorry.
But that's
is that
like
what
one of
y'all
the,
do?
That's one of those things like...
You're if, like, I don't like him. Maybe if I sleep with him, I'll like
maybe
him.
Maybe like, no, if I like...
If you don't like if you don't know and like you don't understand like the values of our faith, like it doesn't make sense, and, right? And that's why I'm surprised you haven't gotten more, you know, hate over that.
Yeah. And
it's
honestly, y'all...
confusion.
Right.
People are probably more so confused. Why wouldn't she just speed up the relationship by having sex with Kenneth? It seems like he probably needed like a little something, something to get him going.
I think
that's probably more where people are.
You said
from.
This in the show. And I think that like, just to prevent any like back and forth of like, oh, you're wrong if you have sex before marriage and vice versa. It's like, I think you guys both said on the show, we want to abstain from having sex before marriage because we believe that God will bless our relationship moving forward. And I think that that's what it comes down to. It's not like celibacy for the sake of celibacy. It's like, hey, like we're going to honor God because we feel like that is what's going to bless our relationship. And that's the belief system. You can disagree. You can say, hey, I don't, you know, agree or believe you or anything like that. But that is like the core values driven. It's not you saying, hey, if you do that, you're wrong. Right. It's like,
and that's the thing is like, I I'm just going to be open and honest with y'all, like honestly, because I never want to be perceived as fake and I never want to be perceived as like, I am not who I am. Kenneth and I, we have both been on both sides, you know, but like our thing was, is like, look, if we're going to be in this situation and we're going to be in this experience with one another, we both have strong faith. Like we're not going to worry about that.
Yeah.
And so like when I've been asked like, okay, well, why didn't you just have sex with him? Like maybe that was a missing piece. I'm like, baby, no. I wasn't attracted to him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So like, you want me to have sex with him?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Absolutely not. Like,
yeah, it's not gonna
fix no. And so that was my thing. I was like, okay, well, I understand like maybe where y'all are coming from. It's like, I have to first feel the attraction and then take that step to be able to go. But I was like,
So if I'm getting this straight, it was that Kenneth's an amazing guy. You guys both realized a lack of attraction for one another over time. Personalities like not bad or good. It's just like different than what you expected. He's a little bit more reserved. You're a little bit more extroverted. Mm-hmm. So that played a role. Is there anything else that played a role in like the relationship breaking off?
I don't believe so. I think you hit the nail on the head. Honestly, it was just like, that was my thing. And like, we've talked about this too. A lot of people actually ask me, they're like, why were you so upset? Or like, you were upset because Kenneth wasn't paying you attention, like in the kitchen, the kitchen scene.
We have to know about the kitchen scene.
Yes. And so I, absolutely. But that was the thing, is that it was heartbreaking for me. Mm-hmm. And you asked earlier, like, do you think like Kenneth was like attracted to you? 1,000%. Do you think that like he was in love with you? 1,000%. Like I never doubted that. Like that was not a concern of mine. I was like, I know this man loves me. I also know this man is like God fearing. I also know he's going to show up for me. I also know he's going to lead me in the right direction. Mm-hmm. And then it came down to me and it was like, Brittany, okay, are you attracted to him? And I no, like the answer was no.
So was the breakup not mutual? Then it was more on you?
It is perceived that he broke us up and it was actually me.
Okay.
Like it was actually
wait a
me.
Minute.
That makes sense because
now I'm just like, what can we believe?
And I know, and it's so crazy.
I could have seen that because the phone call, he called his friend. He was like, yeah, I'm heading out. Like he seemed sad.
Yeah.
Like, it was perceived as like, okay, let's break up. I don't care. But I was like, he's probably like really sad.
And that's the thing.
So when did you have that conversation with him where it was like, this is going to be a no for me?
It was in the kitchen.
It was in the kitchen.
It was in the kitchen. And a lot of people think.
So that's why he was acting the way that he
did. Yeah, totally.
Because you were breaking up with him and he was like, okay, well.
Gosh, these shows can't get anything on me.
And that's why you were so upset because it was probably a lot harder for you to communicate.
Oh my
gosh.
Yes, it was so hard on me. And like, that's the thing is like, that's what I'm saying. And I was like, at a battle with myself, because I'm like, Brittany, like, you literally prayed for this type of man, mm-hmm. and then you're just going to throw it away? Like, that is how I felt. And I was like, I know that I'm going to break this man's heart. And so that is why I was so upset. And then his message and the way that he was perceiving everything and receiving the message was like, okay, I have this woman that I'm in a relationship with, that I'm engaged to, and I am hearing that she's not physically attracted to me, and she's not knowing like how to like get over that and like, you know, figure it out. I am not going to force or like try to convince her mm-hmm. to be attracted to me. Like, that's not a, oh, you treated me bad. Like, let me fix it and like show you that I can do better. That is a, okay, like I have to take this message and like swallow the pill and take it to the chin and know that like, we love each other, it's okay, but you don't have physical attraction towards me.
So you broke up with Kenneth.
Was that scene refilmed?
No.
Okay.
And so many people on the internet have been like, oh, like they had a conversation before, or like this was planned, or like, you know, they were prompted to do this. Kenneth came in from work, so did I. And he's like, hey, he picked up food, all of that. And I just... Yeah, had the like conversation. Now, granted, I did get woke up at 1:30 in the morning the night before.
What was that about?
Honestly, he was just...
where was he?
He was... God bless.
I mean, I was so confused by that.
Okay, it's about okay. The so he is...
He was like, I went and got a haircut, and I was like, what?
He is a night owl, y'all. Oh,
like, that's a red flag for me. I'm like, no, I night mean, owls, please.
Yes, no. Like, night owl to a T. And, like, the thing is that he came in, and I think he was at, like, his mom's house.
Okay.
Because, like, he hadn't seen her in a while, all that stuff. Like, he was at his family. And so, like, that's the thing. It's sweet. It is absolutely so sweet. But he came in, and he's, like, trying to wake me up. And not like a, like, cuddle up to me, wake me up, like, oh, baby, like, good night, like, I love you. No, it was like a, I'm home. And I was like, I know good and well
you are not waking me up right now.
Right. And so then the next day rolls around, and, like, it had just been eating at me ever since, like, the ending of the honeymoon. And I was like, Brittany, like, you can't lead this guy on. Like, you cannot, like, one, you cannot go to the aisle. And that was our thing. We were like, hey, if we are ever not on the same page before the aisle, we're not walking down the aisle. I was not going to be that person. Right. I don't care about clout, fame, whatever. Cause like that, sure, you go to the inn, you're going to be seen.
Yeah.
No, that is not what I'm here for. And so I told him, I was like, if we're not on the same page, like, we're not going to the aisle. Cause I'm not going to do that to you. And I know you're not going to do that to me.
Did you both ever have a chance to meet each other's families? Like, did mama not meet Kenneth?
No. So on the show, we did not like do the friends and the family stuff. But I like FaceTimed her like when we got back home, like in the house, and I was like, no, like I don't want you to see her, like I don't want you to see him. And like I wanna like you can hear each other's voices and like say hey, but like I wanna wait till the family and friends stuff. Well then I was just like so into like, hey, like I've gotta cut it off because I know it's not gonna go anywhere.
So you broke up with Kenneth and he's devastated. We see that in the kitchen scene. When is the next time that you talk to him after that?
Funny enough, I was actually talking about this the other day. So we had the kitchen scene. Kenneth ended up leaving that night. And I was like, I just want to make sure you're okay. He was like, yeah, I'm fine. But like, it is what it is.
Yeah.
It is what it is. And so I was like, okay. So then two days later, we ended up getting called back to the house.
Okay.
And,
because like the house that you're living in.
The house that we're living in.
Okay.
Because they were like, well, y'all, like, that was so abrupt. Like, there has to be an ending. Like, we have to figure this out. And I was like, okay. So we went. And I don't know if you go back and watch, in the second trailer, there's a scene where Kenneth and I are hugging. And I'm in an orange blazer. And he's in a green and red plaid shirt. And we're hugging each other. And I'm like, I love you. And he's like, I love you too. That was the conversation that we had. And so this whole time, like this past year, not this past year, but this whole time of seeing that episode or trailer, I'm like, okay, our conversation is actually going to be in there. Like it's going to be shown because y'all, it was beautiful.
I bet.
We had an hour and a half long conversation about like our relationship, my like childhood, his childhood, like how we are the person that we are. Mm-hmm. And like even our past relationships, like what I've expected, what he's expected, and like how it's led us to like making our decision. in that conversation, we decided, we're like, he looks at me, he's like, I hope you're not going anywhere. Cause like friend wise, you're not going anywhere. And I was like, well, you better not go anywhere either. And so then we even talked about like, okay, how are we going to navigate with like it dating in the future? Like we're always going to be connected at some way, shape or form, you know, like we did this whole entire thing together. Like I didn't do this alone. And so with that, I mean, that conversation was gorgeous. They didn't show it.
Yeah. But and it so, seems like that's where it probably ended in such a healthy way that you're like, yeah, we still can be friends and still communicate. So that's why at the reunion, everyone was probably shocked. You know, exactly. You're still talking, but we never saw that scene.
Yeah, right.
Is there any probability that this is like one of those stories where it's like y'all are friends for a while and then you come back and get married?
You know, I've been asked that before.
What's the probability?
Right, right.
Like 20%? 10?
I've been asked that before. And the thing is that, I, like I said earlier,
you know,
Kenneth
God
and I,
works in mysterious ways does. Sometimes.
God do be working, okay? He do be working. But I honestly think, like, Kenneth and I are so strong in our friendship that I personally just don't see it elevating to an intimate relationship.
He's hardcore friend zoned. It's okay. It's okay. He's okay with it. He's okay with it.
He is hardcore friend zone. But like, that's the thing is we both know it. Like yeah. Him and I both know it. And I mean, he talks about me and like, he's like, you just need to like chill out a little bit. And I'm like, well, you know, I'm sorry. I've had to wear the pants in every single freaking relationship I've been in. And I'm like, I cannot chill out a little bit until I see someone, until I see some man wearing the pants with a steel, metal, whatever, have it belt, knowing those pants are not going anywhere or they're not going to slip down.
I was
going
to say, you might need to stay in Dallas for a couple of
days. I know. Well, I was looking yesterday at the restaurant. I was like, I don't know. These men is quite fun.
There you go. I love it.
But that's
bunch of oil men.
Oil
families.
I'm like, but if until I see a man wearing the pants and like not falling off at all, like, no, I am not going to like calm down or take a step back because one, things aren't going to get done. And two, I know that they'll get done if I'm doing it. So
how has Kenneth been handling all of his negativity or feedback?
Can we call him? I feel like we need to clear his name.
I think we need to.
Can we call him?
I think we should call him.
Let's call him. Seriously, I want him to know that like we are actively clearing his name on this podcast. I did the same thing with Jimmy. I feel like the guys, not saying that all of these guys made the perfect decisions.
Right.
But the situations are so much more complex and nuanced.
So
which
much
is
so.
Like, I don't know. I think that this podcast is so interesting because it's like, do people want to see how the movie's made or just enjoy the movie? Do they want to walk away just believing this very ultra simplified view of Brittany and Kenneth, or do they want to really know what's going on?
Even, okay, so Sarah Ann, sorry to like bring Sarah Ann randomly into this, but there was an Instagram story she posted that they showed at the reunion where she was like, are you not entertained? Like, this is like a show. And there's like half of that statement that I was like, bad vibes. But the other side of it, I was like, yeah, I kind of feel for her. Because I think that at the end of the day, we do have to understand this really is all for entertainment. Yes, that doesn't mean that it's not real and that these people are like finding genuine love and getting married. But a lot of it really is to just be entertained. Did you like relate to that statement?
So this is the thing. Earlier we said, we were like, okay, that scene of you and Kenneth was not shown, right?
Yeah.
So in my mind, I'm sitting here, I'm like, okay, that scene was not shown because of how healthy and pure
it was too good.
And amazing
it's
it was.
Boring for people to watch.
And knowing how wonderful that conversation was, and also them seeing already previously, like he was on his phone a lot. He was like distant. He was this, he was that. It wouldn't have fit in the Hollywood storyline. Yeah, and like respect to Netflix and like respect to Kinetic and Love Is Mine. Like truly, I've already said like I would do it all over again. I've talked to Chris, the creator. I'm like, dude, I love your show. Mm-hmm. But
there's
the thing,
shows that would have done you way dirtier.
Oh,
than way
one thousand. Like if I was on any other show, like 1,000%. Yeah. Like that's
you would
the
be the
thing.
Crazy Christian girl.
Exactly. Yes. But like they respected me so much. And I mean, I felt like that's why I felt so confident, you know, but I think that ending conversation of like, okay, how is this going to play out? Like, how do we feel about this? And getting that closure and providing that closure for him and he even providing closure for me, I think it would have just been like, okay, it is like a wrap up. And so like these people, like we want America, you know, the whole world to be like, oh, where are they at now? You know?
Totally.
And so it was like, I understand why they didn't put it in there, but then I'm like, I wish they would have,
story.
You know?
As y'all know, we are huge fans of Hiya around here, the pediatrician-approved superpowered chewable vitamin. Stella and Stratton have been taking their daily multivitamin for a while now, but I just recently ordered the probiotic they also have. When we were in Miami last week, Stratton was having constipation issues, and so many of you guys recommended probiotics, specifically Hiya. I'm really excited for Stratton to have this to help with his tummy issues. Their supercharged chewable probiotic has 10 billion live cultures to support childhood immunity, gut health, and nutrient absorption. Similar to their multivitamin, this has no gummy junk, sugar, is non-GMO, gluten-free, dairy-free, vegan, and tastes good. I'm going to try and get my kids to be super consistent with it. That way we see the full benefits. I love knowing that when I give these to Stella and Stratton, there aren't those terrible ingredients in there that actually end up doing more harm than good. I'm also a sucker for good packaging, and Hiya's branding is super cute and fun for the kiddos. You get these cool bottles plus stickers for your first order, and then they send you eco-friendly refills each month. You can also cancel anytime. Of course, I have a code for y'all. Receive 50% off your first order. To claim this deal, you must go to HiyaHealth.com/DannyAustin. This deal is not available on their regular website. Go to Hiya, that's HiyaHealth.com HiyaHealth.com/DannyAustin and get your kids the full body nourishment they need to grow into healthy adults.
I love it.
Are you calling?
Well, it's her phone.
Oh, you want to call him?
He's not going to answer for me. Okay. He's going to be like...
He's going to miss this random person.
He's going to be like, oh my God. No.
What's he doing today?
So he actually, so this is what he's doing today. He has a award ceremony with his students. Oh, and so cute. Like, that's why he wanted to be there today. He was like, I want to like show up for my kids. Like, I don't want to not be there.
I have
some
questions for him.
Yeah, exactly.
Hello.
What are you doing?
Does she look good?
I have some special... I have some special guests that would like to speak to you.
Oh, yeah. Kenneth, we're here to clear your name.
We're here. They said that they're here to clear your name. Are you ready for this?
I appreciate this so much.
Let me see his face.
Hold on, hold on. Let me turn around. Okay, smile for the camera.
Oh!
Okay, I'm dying to know. What are your do your kids and their parents watch the show? Big deal. You're happy now.
Everybody watched it. They loved it. They are like, we love you, huge fans, all of it.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Here, turn up the phone just so we get it on the mic too. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Right, hey, Kenneth, I got to tell you something. So first of all, we're both believers, and I really appreciate the way that you carried yourself like as a man on the show. I know we've talked about this whole podcast, like how you got such a bad edit. You got a bad cut. Not terrible, though. Like, and I just want you to know that, like, everyone, like, as believers, we just respect the way that you and Brittany both carried yourself throughout the whole season, and
I'm so sorry. Okay, hold on. Let me actually, we'll call him. Is
just
that
call
fine?
Him. Just call him.
Okay. Oh, and hold on. Okay, let's do this. And I'll put him at the mic. Okay. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, okay, so I just was saying, like, I just really appreciate it, man. And, you know, I want you to know that I feel like God had a purpose for you and Brittany on the show. And a lot of eyes are watching, listening, trying to understand and comprehend why you guys carried yourselves the way that you did. And I think it was all for the glory of God. So just appreciate it.
That means a lot, man. I think Brittany and I are so aligned on our spirituality and who God has been to us. And so I think it's so easy, even in like different environments, to show up as that way when you know who God is and when he means that much to you. And so it means a lot when I hear that from other believers, you know, because God is important. You know, he's the foundation for all of us. And I was just so happy to connect with someone who's also so like-minded in that. And it also just made it easier to be confident in my spirituality, in my relationship with God, because Brittany was too. So it means a lot to hear from you. So I appreciate you saying that.
Hey, Kenneth, one last question for you, and then we'll let you go. What do you think, what do you want America to know?
America.
Yeah, what do you want America to know?
America. What do you want everyone to know?
what I I would say is just to everybody, you know, stay faithful, stay encouraged. You know, everything may not always feel good. It may not always turn out the way that you want it to. Things may happen that you don't agree with. Sometimes you might just want to, like, scream for the mountaintops and say things about who you are. But, you know, when you're so confident in who God's created you to be, when you're so confident in the journey that he has in front of you, and when you've seen him work on your behalf so many times, like, you have peace because, like, God's proven himself to you so many times. And so I just want to encourage everyone. I mean, I feel like everybody in some way, form, or fashion is dealing with so many things. And so just really encourage everybody who's hearing this to just stay motivated, stay faithful, stay prayed up, and just remember your track record with God, because that's the thing that will help you, like, see it through, see everything through.
You love it.
We love you, man.
Nice to meet you guys.
See ya.
All right,
Bri,
have fun.
Okay, thank you. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm like, man, are you sure about this? Like, it's see, tough. Okay,
but now everyone truly understands, like, why I was so tore up. Because yeah. It's like, you know, amazing, that's yeah. What I've prayed for. But the thing is, it's like, you know, he is, I mean, and granted, he's always going to show up. He's always going to be that high energy that you just saw, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, also, too, he is very introverted. And, like,
it's yeah. Not your person. He's going to make some girl very happy.
Oh, when, she's going to be so lucky. She is going to be so incredibly lucky. And, in fact, I can actually, because you know the Instagram people and, like, all of that stuff, he actually, so we came over, or he came over when we filmed the video of, like, me throwing the key back. And we talked about, like, all things, like, okay, the reunion's coming up. Like, how do we need to prepare? What page are we going to be on? How are we going to be in this together? And he brought me 24 roses. Mm. Like, and I'm like, and that's why I was in my podcast. I'm like, listen here, ladies.
Yeah.
If a man that you told that you were not physically attracted to him and you ended an engagement and he's still going to bring you roses and your man says that he can't. Yeah. Absolutely
yeah,
not.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Wow.
Before we go into, like, rapid fire questions, yeah. Like, what does your future look like? Are you going to, like, move on to, like, the influencer scene? Are you going to do another show? Like, you launched a podcast. Yeah. Like, what's your future look like?
So honestly, that's, like, really near and dear to my heart right now. And like I said, I've been, you know, conditioned to, like, always show up for myself, always try to do more, always try to, like, do it in the right way. Mm-hmm. And my thing is that right now I'm in corporate America. And it's not waking me up every day. Mm-hmm. It's really not. And while I love being in that presence and, like, you know, business, and I've always said that I can envision myself in a room full of individuals in a glass room at that, I walk in and I'm like, this is what needs to be done. Mm-hmm. Like, once again, very, like, on top of everything. And while I still envision myself doing that, I don't know if I'm, like, there in corporate and working for someone and, you know, being a part of, like, the American dream.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, like, I'm sorry to, like, hate on that, but, like, honestly, there is so much more to life. And, like, I want to take her all around the world and, like,
so sweet.
Because that's what's most important. And it came to the point where I was working more than I was living. And, like, what's the point of that, you know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, I want to have...
I feel that.
Right. Like, I want to have a substantial amount of, you know, funds and opportunities to be able to support myself, my family, because that's one thing about me. I will never depend on anyone. Mm-hmm. Like, I will always get it done, like, myself. But being able to welcome in someone to, like, be at that level with me and be a supplement and, like, we have the same mindset and going, like, that's what I want.
Yeah.
And so as far as, like, career-wise, of what I want to do, I want to be, like, full-time content creator, yeah. Like, influencer. If you have
any makeup,
if you have any recommendations, please help a sister out, honey.
No, I was going to say, anything you need.
Like, we're like, yes.
I'm like,
our project.
Right now, like, I am in the trenches. Like, I don't know what avenue to turn. I actually ended up taking off,
y'all don't hear this. Yeah. I took off a whole entire week of this coming week to like be able to figure this stuff out.
Yeah. Like, so oh, like you're yeah. still in. Oh.
Yeah. Like I'm still very yeah. much.
So you might have to put in your 2 weeks probably pretty soon.
Yeah. Yeah. Or amen. Maybe they're listening to this. Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. Your bosses are like, she's leaving.
But I mean, neither here nor there. But the thing is that yes, I do hair and makeup. So I do hair and makeup for pageants, proms, weddings, photo shoots. Cool. I have my own LLC. It's Beauty by B. Okay. So I do that. And then I also have my own podcast. It's called Empowered. Okay. And it's all about like women empowerment, breaking cycles, relationships, childhood trauma, career, like wow. how to navigate if you're 14 years old or if you're 30 years old trying to figure out life.
Yeah.
And so that's like doing us really good. But, you know, I just want to like take off and yeah. Yeah. I want to be able to really capitalize on the opportunities that are knocking at my door. Cause I know like I fear regret and oh, I know same. I'll regret it right
if you don't in the future
if I don't take advantage of it. And like
you're single, you're still young, you can do whatever you want, you can move to any city yeah. that you want. So it's like, why not live it up now?
Right, exactly. And so that's my plans for right now. As far as dating, I think I've made it clear, if you show up and you're wearing the pants and you can do all the things that I need you to do and lead me all in the right direction.
Well, good
direction.
News, we have Jimmy here about to walk through the door.
Oh my gosh, absolutely not. No, okay, I do wanna go into some quick rapid fire questions. Yes. Are you dating anyone?
I am currently not dating anyone.
Okay, you heard it here first, ladies. Has anyone famous slid into your DMs?
No one famous, like, I say no one. I mean, yes, but like, no one that's like piquing my interest.
Did you see the Travis Kelsey
yes.
comments?
Yes. I actually slid into their DMs and I was like, let me actually give y'all the scoop.
About the Chelsea. I didn't see his whole clip.
Yeah.
But the one thing I had to say from that is like, we know Taylor's probably watched it.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
She probably loves you.
Exactly.
She probably loves you.
I mean, I would hope so, but yeah.
No. Let's see. Can we set you up on a blind date?
Yes.
JD. We'll talk about it later. What gives you the ick?
Oh my gosh. Y'all, I have a lot. Like, okay, so that was actually one thing that I talked about in the pod. It's like table manners. If you, the way that you eat is like very big
to
me.
So Clay slurping the soup would not have been okay.
I don't know how AD did it. I would have looked at him and snatched that soup so far out of his hands and threw it into the ocean. And I'm like, sir, I'm going to need you to come correct. Like, I'm going to need you to come correct.
That's hilarious. Do y'all actually have to pay $50,000 if you don't make it to the altar?
Okay, where did this come from?
I actually don't know. I did a question box and I was like, Brittany's coming. Do y'all have any questions? And so many people asked that.
Is that not bonkers?
Yeah, like, I don't know where that came
and
from.
Someone actually ended up telling me about that as well and was like, oh my God, like this is this, that, so and whatnot. Wrong, I was like, no.
Yeah. Do you get paid to be on the show?
So we do get paid to be on the show, but also too, like a lot of people with the video that Kenneth and I did, they were like, oh, they got paid to do this. And I instantly responded. I said, honey, no. If I'm getting paid to do these videos, I need to let you know that I would not be out here hustling with four jobs trying to make my way. Okay.
Not doing the hair makeup anymore. Okay. Let's see. Are they truly blank journals on the show? Are there any prompts from the producers?
So our journals, which by the grace of God, I actually got to keep mine and I'm so happy because I can like go back and read everything. They are blank journals. However, each day we are given prompts of like, okay, how would you handle like this financial conversation? Or like, what do you believe? Like, would you get a prenup? Or like, would you combine your finances? Like, what would you do? Because a lot of people have to think about too, it's like you're in the pods and so, and you are kind of taken away from the world.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, well, what do we talk about? Like, oh my God, there's so much to talk about. And so their questions were actually very helpful. Great. Like they led a lot of our conversations, not in like, y'all have to talk about this, but like in the case that you don't know what to talk about or like you wouldn't think about this, like here's help. Yeah, and so that so nice. It was really, really helpful.
That's cool. Where do you sleep on the show?
So we actually sleep in hotels.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Yeah. It's a little like,
is it fun?
It is. But we all have our own rooms. And like by the time that you get to your room, you're like, I'm so exhausted. If I even had a TV or had a phone or like had someone else to talk to, like I would literally be like, no.
Yeah.
No, please. Yes.
And how long are y'all there for?
So we were in the pods for 2.5 weeks.
Live in a hotel for 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah.
this is not on here, but when a couple gets engaged, mm-hmm. so obviously no one knows who they are for the year until the show airs.
Right.
While the show is airing, are they allowed to leave or like go out and about?
It's a good question.
That is a good question. Because
then it would show that you're together. Like, yeah, if you and Kenneth were together while the show was airing, we would be like, oh, maybe they ended up together. You know what I mean?
Right. So you're actually not allowed to like go out and be in the same area. And like, especially when like cast announcements. Now, like previous before like cast announcements, like no one knows really. Then that's fine. But like once the cast announcements come out, they're like, hey, like, just reminder, like even Kenneth and I, because like they didn't know what happened with us, you know? Yeah. And so like we've never like went out in public.
Right.
Yeah.
What happens to the ring whenever you call off the announcement?
So that is actually a decision that they let you make. I still have my ring.
Oh.
So that was actually another conversation that Kenneth and I had in the like orange blazer, green and red plaid shirt, whatnot. And we talked about, I was like, okay, well, like, what do you want me to do? And I felt, I was like, okay, well, you picked this ring, or, well, there's actually a funny story behind that too, and I'll tell y'all. But I was like, this is the ring that you gave me, and I broke it off with you, like, do you want it back? But then again, if I give it back to you, I feel bad, like, I feel guilty.
So awkward.
And, yeah, and I'm like, I don't know what you want me to do with it. Like, I would love to keep it, but also, too, then I feel selfish.
Yeah.
I was all sorts of just tore up. And so I was like, and he was like, just keep the ring for God's sakes. I was like, okay. So yeah, I still have it.
That's
so
awesome.
how did he pick it out or what
so
happened?
They actually prompt all the men. They like come in, they size our rings, all of that. And, you know, you talk about it in the pods. It's like, what kind of ring you want? And I told him, I was like, very particular. I want this kind of band. I want this kind of diamond. You know, I don't want like a halo around it. Like, I just want like a rock, like very particular. And they ended up at the reveal giving him the ring, and he opens it up and he's like, I didn't pick this ring.
No.
And he got mad.
Really?
Yeah.
I wish we could have seen that.
Right
side.
Before our reveal, he was like, this is not the ring that I chose.
No.
And apparently that kind of like happened with everyone. Like they gave ideas, they picked rings, and all of a sudden they like come out on reveal day and they're like looking at the ring and they're like, what?
What?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So I was like, I mean, granted, it's like this small.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, this is not the ring that I described to you. It was rose gold.
Oh, interesting.
Like, I was like, respectfully, I will never wear a rose gold in my life. Like, absolutely not. And so, you know, that was the ring situation. But yes, I still have the ring. It's pretty. Mm. And, you know, it means something. So, yeah.
Favorite makeup product?
Ooh, that's a good one. Yeah. So I love Charlotte Tilbury.
Okay,
love her. I know that. Mm-hmm. Yes. Love, love, love. Like the Halo Glow, all of that. Setting powder, face powder. Like definitely a brand that I can stand behind for sure.
Because they keep it neutral too. They don't
go too crazy. Yeah, they don't go too crazy.
These other brands, I'm like, when am I going to wear that?
Yeah, I'm like orange eyeliner. Yeah, I'm like, not my cup of tea.
Besides Kenneth, or I guess maybe yourself, watching the show, who do you think was most misrepresented?
Besides Kenneth, I'm going to say Chelsea, honestly. I'm going to say Chelsea. Granted,
that's the thing, the girls love Chelsea.
They really do.
And you have to, like, that speaks volumes.
Exactly.
When girls are defending other girls and, like, they're standing behind you, that means something.
Yeah.
And that was, like, that's why I kept telling Jordan, I was like, she may seem insecure in this one scene, but like she's only feeling that way for a reason. There is something that is going on that is making her upset, and we're probably not getting that full story.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing is like she would literally give you like the last eyelash she had.
No.
Like if it meant.
That's a girl's girl right
there.
Yes,
exactly.
Like
she
I don't really
understand.
She really, really would. And while yes, like she was insecure with like how everything went, but like you said, she wouldn't be insecure if it wasn't for a reason,
right?
Well, I'd
be insecure against Jess, too.
I mean, honey, like, I'm her best friend, and I'm like, God bless, Jess. Like, do you have to look that good
all the time?
Like, I mean, can you look at least like, just a little rough?
Yeah, exactly.
But, like, even more so outside of that, like, Chelsea's been through a lot. You know, she's had her own relationships, and, you know, life has lifed. And so I think that you know, she was, it was just like very hyper focused mm-hmm. on like, you know, quote unquote, her clinginess or, you know, things like that.
That was her story.
Exactly.
That was her narrative.
Exactly. So yeah, I would say Chelsea.
Yeah, I feel that. Last question. Is love blind?
I do believe love is blind. Yes. And even though there, you know, my story did not work out and like my story didn't work out because I wasn't physically attracted to someone. And that is very much so the opposite of blindness. Mm-hmm. I still fell in love with Kenneth for his soul and his heart. Mm-hmm. And I did it blindly. Mm-hmm. And so asking if love is blind, I would absolutely say yes, because I still, like I said, fell in love with someone's soul first before ever seeing them.
Yeah.
And while, you know, I did break it off because I wasn't physically attracted, I can still feel confident in saying that it is.
Y'all had such a special story, and thank you so much for sharing it with
us.
And for coming here and for bringing Mama. Now we have the mamas here. Now we just get to hang out.
I'm so excited.
Okay, so where can people find you?
Okay, so people can find me on Instagram. So it's Brittany, and I'm going to do this. It's Brittany.
I had to check. Yeah.
Last name Mills, Mills 123 okay. Is my Instagram, and my beauty page is beauty_Brittany Mills.
Oh, there we go. And we'll put it down below in the show
notes
too.
Beautiful.
Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for being here. We absolutely adore you.
Thank you so much.
We'll talk to y'all later. Bye.
Bye.